I put a real stunner on him, got a clamp on his neck, and rode him to the ground. We rolled and kicked and snarled and ripped, sent up a big cloud of dust, tore up grass and weeds, and if I'm not mistaken, I think we even broke off a huge tree. That gives you some idea of just how terrible a battle it was. I mean, things were flying through the air. The dust got so thick I could hardly breathe. Tree limbs were falling to the ground. Well, I gnawed on one of Rufus's ears and had things pretty much under control when, dang the luck, he put that same judo move on me. I should have been watching for it. Got too preoccupied with the ear, and all at once he had me flat on the ground. Then he hit right in the middle of me, kind of knocked the breath out of me. I could hear Plato.
Sock him, Hank! Knock his eye out! Give him one for me! Watch out! No, 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 for Pete's sake, don't let him throw you! Bad move, Hank. Real poor move. You got to keep the upper hand. Use your teeth, man! Get in here, you idiot, before he kills us all!
Just then, Beulah got there. Never thought I'd need the help of a damsel in distress. Did, though. She jumped and straddled his back, and although she wasn't real big, she started reading him the riot act. And then, to the surprise of heaven and earth and all God's wonderful creation, Plato hopped in. On a good day, he might have been mean enough to chew up a wet Kleenex. Maybe. But at least he was there and adding a little weight to the pile. I was able to get one paw free and delivered a good stroke to Rufus's nose. We got him on the ground and then playtime started. I was in the process of whooping the ever-living tar out of Roof when Billy came running down from the corral, yelling and waving his arms. His face was a deep red.
Yeah, get out of here! Hank, you sorry devil, go home!
The rocks started flying. Plato and Beulah scattered for the post pile. I figured I'd hang around for one more lick when I caught a stone in the upper back, hurt like the very dickens, and I decided to evacuate. I stepped off. See you around, Rufy. Billy chunked another rock that zinged past my ear, so I loped up to the post pile.
Don't you ever come back here! Just let me get my gun!
I ducked behind the posts. Beulah and Plato were there.